closed eye.
This is World Cafe. I'm Kaleo. What if a concert could change the way you thought about live music? Not by what it adds, but by what it subtracts. What if you couldn't see? And what if there was no stage to look at anyway?
I think listening to each other that first show, I remember I would get those waves of chills. And after being a performer for 12 years, I do sometimes get chills on stage, but quite rarely. And so to get almost every song, I would feel that wave of chills that really, I think, automatically feels sacred.
That's Sue Slezak of the band David Wax Museum. She's one of the four musicians who came up with the idea for Concert in the Blind. Here's her husband, David Wax.
Concert in the Blind is a surround sound, immersive musical experience where the audience members are wearing blindfolds or have their eyes closed, and so the sense of sight is taken from them.
Welcome to Concert in the Blind, or as it was recently renamed, the Golden Hour.
Sing me a lullaby. Sing me a lullaby. I'm so far from home that I feel I could cry. Sing me a lullaby.
As the bands wander around the room, you never know when a new sound or instrument will appear, or where it will pop up.
I'm looking down the well, hearing my name in a dark refrain. I'm looking down the well. I guess it's time.
We're in Charlottesville, Virginia for Sense of Place with David Wax Museum and Lowland Hum, the show's creators. Here's David again.
Our hope is that it's unlike any other musical experience, that you have a group of musicians that are performing and walking around the room, whispering in people's ears, singing in harmony across the room, and trying to help people be present in a way that we think in our culture is really hard right now.
David and Sue's from David Wax Museum and Lauren and Daniel Gones from Lowland Hum are good friends.
This is Daniel from Lowland Hum, and we moved to Charlottesville in 2014, met David and Sue's at a friend's party. Our mutual friends wanted us to meet because we're two couples that tour for a living, and there are very particular challenges involved in that, and they thought it might be helpful to have some friends that do the same thing, and they were very right. Anything to add?
Yeah, this is Lauren. I specifically remember y'all just inviting us over, David and Sue's inviting us over one afternoon for dinner.
That's all true, but the very first time we did meet, I remember thinking you guys were so nice. Too nice. I just couldn't even, this is Sue's, by the way. I just didn't know how you could possibly be that nice, and I wasn't sure if it was gonna work out, but it did.
The genesis of Concert in the Blind came from a birthday party for Daniel. His wife, Lauren, had invited people over to eat in the dark, including, of course, their friends, Sue's and David.
And so we went over there, and Sue's initially was like, oh, let's bring our instruments and we'll have a concert and it'll be, you know, that'll be cool, right? I was like, yeah, that sounds good, but I don't know what the vibe's gonna be. So we brought our instruments, but we never brought them out. And it was so kind of awkward because it was a big group of people and we didn't know each other. And I was thinking, oh, well, Daniel and Lauren, their music would be so perfect if they would sing now, or if we had the courage to, like, break out our instruments that we'd brought, that would help kind of break the tension here.
People responded to that birthday experience in lots of different ways, and some people were honest with us and were like, I did not have fun. Like, it was weird, because I think none of us realize how much we depend on visual cues conversationally. So everyone kept interrupting each other.
You'd say kind of something you thought was funny and no one would laugh, or even, because maybe they were laughing with their eyes, but you can't see that.
So even though they didn't pull out their instruments that time,
we had this conversation where you guys are like, what if we try this with music?
And thus, Concert in the Blind was born. During the concert, Lauren, Daniel, David, and Suze wander through the crowd, and they get within inches of people's faces at times. Other times, they're banging on percussion from across the room. The audience just goes with it. And Lauren reflects on how it feels as a performer.
I think one thing that surprised me or that I didn't anticipate was just the feeling of, wow, these people have really trusted us. They've been led in here blindfolded, and they've really allowed themselves to be so vulnerable to us, and they're trusting us not to startle them or scare them or mishandle their trust.
There's an old stage performer's tip that involves envisioning your audience naked. Well, try looking at a blindfolded audience. Suze from David Wax Museum.
Interestingly enough, when you're very relaxed, your face actually looks very bored. So sometimes, you know, at the beginning, you're looking around and you see these kind of mouths, like drooping mouths, which ultimately is a sign of relaxation, but can be a little off-putting. But also you get to witness those same relaxed mouths kind of blossoming into that genuine smile, like when you see someone, you know, you walk past them with plucking your fiddle or with the accordion, and this incredible, natural surprise, joy overtakes their face. So we get to watch those moments and sometimes see, yeah, tears running down from under the blindfolds, or like the blindfolds getting wet because people are crying.
At this concert, people may cry, but they don't clap, at least not until the very end. Here's Daniel from Lowland Hum.
Applause truncates certain human reactions to people being vulnerable in real time. We do these things that I think help us move through experiences with less tension. Oh, that song's done. I clap. Okay, I'm not there anymore.
A number of people that have come to it have felt like, oh, this isn't a concert. This is like immersive theater.
Sometimes the moment is broken by the audience in unexpected ways.
I was so excited to invite my parents to the show. You know, my dad came to one of our concerts in the blind, and very soon after we got started, I looked over and I saw his neck kind of nodding off, you know, nodding. And then I walked by and I heard that gentle snore, and I'm like, ah, what do I do? You know, you can't like wake up somebody, because what if they like really snort and kind of come to with even louder? So I just let it go. And then I looked over later in the set, and his head had fallen onto the shoulder of the person next to him. After the show, I asked the person next to him, I said, did you realize that my dad fell asleep kind of on your shoulder? And she said, no, I didn't notice that. I did think, though, that somebody next to me was really enjoying the concert in a very strange way, with very heavy breathing. So the point being, it's not for everyone.
About 45 minutes into the show, this happens.
Maybe you came here alone. Maybe you're thinking, I hope this thing is almost done, because I'm feeling uncomfortable with my blindfold on. Am I stranger to the right? Am I cell phone gone? Well, we're here to say thanks for trying out this strange thing with us tonight. And don't worry, it's almost done. And if your drink is dry,
that's Daniel of Lowland Hum singing. Here's his wife, Lauren.
The moment where Daniel does the improvisational song about acknowledging the situation everyone is in is one of my favorite parts of the night, because it is like this moment, I imagine it's not as though the spell is broken, but I imagine that people remember, oh, this is a room full of people. I'm not just in a dark room by myself hearing this experience alone, you know? And I always enjoy seeing people's faces at that moment in the show.
As the concert ends, The audience takes off their blindfolds and reacts to what they've just experienced. Jeff, a World Cafe listener who was at the show, reflects on the evening.
I was expecting the losing my sight to really pay attention to the sound, but what it made me really feel was the extraordinariness of the ordinary, the moment itself, and then being surprised by, there's constant surprise of sound, of presence, of location, of instrument, of instrumentation, you know, so you're just like in this moment of discovery with, you know, in the creative moment, like almost like you're helping to make the music.
Meanwhile, the performers can see everyone really connecting.
We were all totally, totally shocked by the reaction to it. Because, I mean, music is already very vulnerable. I think the way that we all do it, it's very vulnerable, and we do connect with people in sort of visceral ways and stuff. But people were like, can we hug after that? Like, it was sort of like, it was extremely intimate.
I know that everyone has a different experience at the shows, and I can't say what I hope every person experiences, but I do hope it fills a need for each person, and that maybe in some way it provides kind of a regrouping of their mind, or like a reintegration of their mind from being, you know, just from the daily kinds of distractions that we all face with technology and the ways we're all kind of expected to be multitasking and thinking about a million things while doing a million other things. I hope that in some way it is kind of reorienting and recentering for people.
Thanks again to Lauren and Daniel Goins of Lowland Hum and David Wax and Sue Slezak of David Wax Museum for inviting us to take part in the Concert in the Blind at Common House in Charlottesville, Virginia in November. Since then, the two groups have decided to rename these special live shows. They're now called Golden Hour, an immersive musical experience. David Wax Museum and Lowland Hum will be launching a special tour of Golden Hour shows this spring. I'm Kaleo. This is the World Cafe.